going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, boom. Guess what? At this hour, stock market futures are up 1,013 points. That's a 2.4% increase in the stock market today, just so everybody knows that.
I was waiting for you to say, boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. Boom goes the China trade deal, which is clearly fueling what's going on in the markets. And not surprisingly, right? Because for all of the whining and belly aching over the past month and a half about Trump's tariffs, finally, potentially, people are starting to see the logic of what happened here. It was a chess game, not checkers. You're several moves ahead, which Trump normally is on these trade issues. And if this holds, and it's going to hold for at least 90 days, then this is a win-win for everybody. Your 401k is going to have a really good day. Let's put it that way. Or whatever investments you've happened to make. Hopefully, you weren't one of those people that panicked the
sold
day after.
Yeah.
The day after and ran out and sold a bunch of stuff because now you've lost
money.
I mean,
that would just be stupid unless you're a day trader and this is just part of what you do. I mean, usually we're buying stock because
it's emotion.
It's a long, we know we're going to have it for 20, 30 some odd years.
It's emotion.
Knowing it'll go up and down.
The people that freaked out and sold their stock when the COVID downturn happened lost money. It just is. Unless you've got to be a long term. You got to have a long term viewpoint on investing, and the day traders don't because that's what they do. And oftentimes, these big people at hedge funds, they play the market, they play the ups and the downs, and they still make money off of it. You and I generally don't. So you just kind of got to stay invested. Anyway, that's what's going on in Wall Street. And you know what? Kudos to Fox News. Can I just tell you that? What was I just complaining about? That the networks in this country, when the market is dropping like a rock, all put the little ticker in the corner showing you how badly the market's
doom
doing.
And gloom.
But they rarely put something in there when it's going up. Now, Fox did this at the top of the order. At the top of the hour there, they flipped on this little box that shows Dow futures up 1,013
and climbing right
points.
Now. As we're speaking, we're watching it go up.
Right.
The anticipation leading up to even more details being released, it sounds like.
So that is that's what's going on in the market because of that Trump-China deal. Of course, there's the talk of reducing drug prices. We're still trying to determine where I stand on that because while I want drug prices to go down, I understand why they are where they are, and I also understand why setting a false price in foreign countries is not a healthy thing either, because that's what's happened. In a lot of these foreign countries, they say, well, you can sell your drug here, but you only sell for $5 a pill. I don't care if it costs you $10 a pill to manufacture it. This is the price. Well, if you force them to match that price in the United States, that's not going to work. So some countries may lose access to these drugs, I would think. Definitely the price is going to go up elsewhere because they're not going to charge you $5 for a $10 pill in America. That can't happen. That happens, you stop getting good medicine is what happens, because they're going to stop making it at some point, potentially. So we'll get to, we're going to talk about all that. We got Jesse Jane Duff coming up in a few minutes. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the Cardinals sweep of the Nationals, as Lucas Tomlinson reminded us a little earlier here from Fox News. Apparently he's a big baseball fan. So we'll get that from Tommy at the bottom of the hour. Right now, here's a look at our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
This book coming out this week by Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson, that is going to be a big problem for Democrats, because I do believe it is a reckoning.
Yeah, Mike Lawler there, a Republican congressman, he said that on Bill Maher's show this weekend. He's like, listen, they're all going to be running like rats on the deck of the Titanic looking to go somewhere, because this exposes a lot that the mainstream media and Democrats were willing to cover up for a long time.
I also think most Americans assumed that the American people would not vote for a convicted felon. And they thought that it was going to be an easier path and that it wouldn't matter.
Listen to these idiots applauding her. They applauded her when she said that. These are people that have no clue. That's their excuse for not having an open primary and picking somebody other than Kamala Harris. They figured even she, as bad a choice as she was, could beat Donald Trump because orange man bad.
Senator, would the party have had a better chance of winning in 2024 had President Biden dropped out sooner?
Yes, we would have been served better by a primary.
Yes, you say that now, Amy Klobuchar, but you were quiet when it happened, as were most of the Democrats in the party.
You didn't have to take her. This is what we talk about. That's a use of force. It's unnecessary.
All right, Yeah, we've heard enough. That's a councilwoman up in Massachusetts trying to argue with ICE officers over an illegal alien being arrested. And this is the nonsense that you get from the left in this country. If you're here illegally, you are subject to deportation. Yes, we're going to go after the criminals first, but if you have an open order of deportation, you might be next. Oh, by the way, here's $1,000. We'll pay you to leave early and avoid all this mess, or you can just wait till we get around to you. And the left can't stand it. Listen to the logic of this woman. I can't even pronounce her name. Etel Haxhaij or something like that is this councilwoman's name. I probably slaughtered the pronunciation of it because I've never seen a spelling like that before. Listen to her explanation for why she's angry with the police officer.
You didn't have to take her. This is what we talk about. This is what we talk about. That's a use of force. It's unnecessary. It is unnecessary. No, it's not emotional. It's real, because those people, it's very real for them.
I understand that.
Okay?
I understand that.
And you guys were acting disrespectfully. Okay? I'm trying to protect my constituents. And I was wagging my finger as if I'm a piece of garbage. I have a right to be here. I'm the city councilor, and I'm protecting my constituents.
Yeah. You were disrespectful to her. So what happened in the video, because you can't see it because this is radio, in this interaction was they go to arrest this woman and she starts fighting them. So they took her to the ground and they put handcuffs on her. And this city councilwoman decided it was incumbent upon her to stick her nose where it didn't belong in ICE business and demand to know why they were disrespectful to a woman who was fighting against police as she was being arrested.
It's
same thing at the ICE detention center.
It's hard to take her seriously when she makes the comment of this isn't emotional. And she's like,
yeah, she's crying.
Emotional. Like, yeah. Absolutely it is. It's called toxic empathy, where you're misdirecting where your actual empathy is. And you see the sob stories of people being deported and quote, separated from their families, and then you feel like you have to go and save them because they have every right to be here. No.
They don't.
They have an order of deportation. Get them out of here.
But DHS also pointed out this morning that more arrests are still on the table after those New Jersey House Democrats were caught on camera trying to force their way into an ICE facility. Tom Homan set him straight. He's like, you can't do that. Go to cut six real quick, please.
You cannot support ICE. You can go ahead and support sanctuary cities, but you can't cross that line. You can't cross the line of impediment. You can't cross the line of knowingly harboring, concealing, illegal alien. You certainly can't trespass in a facility that's contracted by the U.S. government to house criminals.
Yeah. Representative LaMonica McIver barreled over an ICE official. She shoved him out of the way trying to get inside this gate. She might face charges. They've already arrested a mayor up there for doing something similar. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens today. Coming up, we'll get to Jesse Jane Duff. Have you had enough winning? I haven't, personally. I'm enjoying it all the time. I can't imagine Jesse Jane is not the same way I am on this. We'll talk to her about the big China announcement and for President Trump coming up after the break.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff on the line with us this morning. Are you tired of all this winning yet, Jesse Jane?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I've been on a treadmill, and I'm going faster than I've ever been. I love it, love it, love it. I'm in great shape now, you know, under President Trump. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's kind of a blur. I just said to Kim this morning, so today's the 12th. We'd be coming up on the four-month anniversary of Donald Trump being sworn into office, and it has been like a sprint, not a marathon. Every day there's something else coming out. You know, I watched the mainstream media this morning, CBS this morning, my mistake, but I'm watching it, and they are shell-shocked that the deal with China might have been struck so quickly. Meanwhile, he's on an airplane to Saudi Arabia to talk about Middle East peace. I mean, for goodness sake, they can't keep up with him.
Well, not only that, it deflates their narrative of this won't happen. The economy is going to crash. The stock market is going to not sustain itself. Now, keep in mind, our stock market has already recovered from the initial bounce down that they had on the days of some of these tariffs being announced. It's right back to normal. Everything's gone back. Nobody is going to go through any horrific predictions that the left-stream media has wanted us to believe that will happen. These tariffs are going to actually bring jobs back to this country, and that is the most important thing. We want an equal playing field. We're tired of being the country that gets penalized for being successful, while meanwhile other countries that take advantage of us are able to profit off of other countries' trade deals, such as with China. China cannot sustain itself without the United States. They had to come to the table. The European Union talking about, oh, we're going to negotiate with China. Well, guess what? The European Union doesn't have the dollars or the money that's going in billions and billions like American consumers do.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, the American hostage that's going to be released this morning in Gaza. You know, I know there are still some hostages held there, and that's going to be Israel's ongoing concern. But man, I'd love to be able to unleash the dogs after this and go in and help clean that place out. It's a rat's nest.
It's what's so tragic about all of this, though, is that we've continued to say, you know, they need to be released tomorrow, and we need to have this done now, and then it doesn't happen. And I don't know where the cog is in the wheel that's delaying that, because keep in mind, these hostages that are still alive have been there well over a year. It's, you know, a year and a half plus. It's actually a year and three quarters. How on earth is anybody able to survive that without ending up having such a dismal existence with the mental torture and physical torture that they've endured while being in their captivity? It's horrific. And I'm with you. This is unacceptable. And I'm so grateful President Trump is president, because I'm sorry, Columbia University, watching these people have the audacity to come out there and try to protest again with their Hamas gear on and screaming argument against the United States and freedom, go back then.
Yeah.
You're done. And we're going to arrest you and send you home.
It's so many of these elite universities, like you mentioned, like Columbia, Yale. It's been really pathetic. The other big thing, of course, was the Russia-Ukraine potential deal. I mean, what are the odds you think that something actually comes to fruition relatively quickly with that? Because we've been talking about it for how long?
They'll have to. Russia and Ukraine, the number of people that have died during this war is at levels equivalent to that of World War II. How in the world can you have so many of your citizens die over this? We can't even fathom this. These leaders know that they cannot continue at this level, and it's horrific what they have done to their own populations. So I do think that they have finally reached a point where they can't sustain themselves either. God bless President Trump for continuing to hammer away at this. And we do hope that the Pakistan-India conflict does stay at a ceasefire. I do gather that Pakistan had done another attack. But don't have, when you say unleash the dogs, the big dog is in charge right now. And do not allow him to come in and settle it for you. Because if that's the case, you may not like the results that you're going to get. So just, this has got to end, because America cannot sustain other people's conflicts at the level that they have. And we cannot have future generations decimated at levels that we saw at World War II.
True. It's true. Jesse Jane Duff, our guest this morning. We're just talking about all this breaking news that's happening overnight. The drug deal that apparently the president's going to try to push through by executive order. There's a lot going on. And then there's this situation with the announcement last week about the military and the judge siding with Pete Hegseth on the trans issue. Any thoughts on that?
This was a no-brainer to me. I'm sorry. You cannot join the United States military and decide that you're going to have all of these medical procedures done while you're on active duty, which is impeding the mission of the United States military.
Yeah.
Transgenders, God bless you. You are free to be in this country. You are free to have jobs in this country. But trust me, not everybody is eligible to join the United States military. There are many factors that prevent you from serving in the military. And if you have psychological issues, medical issues, many of those are deal breakers for multiple Americans. So thank goodness that this has finally been resolved, because it was unjust for them to be influencing or serving in the military and impeding the mission due to their own conditions.
Jesse Jane, I got to run. Thank you, though.
All right. Take the hill, motivators. It's a great week.
You bet. It absolutely is. Always great to get to Jesse Jane Duff on jessejaneduff.com. All right. Quick break. We'll get Tom Ackerman in studio coming up.
Just can't wait to get on the road.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Yeah.
I love is making music with my friends.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman in studio with us right now. And Tommy, wow, man, we had a Fox News guy on earlier who was complaining because our Cardinals cleaned their clock up there at the Washington Nationals this weekend.
They should have played better.
Yeah, there you go.
They got shellacked, man. They got beat 10-0, 4-2, and 6-1. No contest. 4-2 game. They scored two runs late. It was a dominating performance by the Cardinals. Dominating.
Are they a good team, the Nationals, or are they a lousy team?
Cardinals are a good team.
Well, okay, but the Nationals.
Nationals are young, not a good defensive team.
A.K.A. not a great team.
They struggled offensively. Well, I mean, they're not ready.
Yeah.
You know, they're young. They struggled defensively. Offensively, they were no match for the Cardinals pitchers. And, you know, their pitching was average, but the Cardinals are hitting really well right now. And, you know, in that first game, they win 10-0, fueled by Eric Fetty, who goes the distance. Yeah, complete game, a shutout.
His first shutout, right?
Yeah.
Career
we hadn't
shutout?
Had one. The Cardinals hadn't had one in 3 years.
Wow.
So it's, you know, a rarity these days. You don't see a pitcher go the distance. So that was great. But the Cardinals scored 10 runs that day. Then they scored four all in the second inning on Saturday. And it was enough to win 4-2. And Pallante picked up where he left off, where Fetty left off, and was great. And Fetty picked up where Sonny Gray and Liberatore before him. So they went through the whole rotation, everybody going 7-plus and pitching awesome. Liberatore, Gray, Fetty, Pallante. And then it's on Miles Michaelis yesterday, and he pitches well. You know, they have this little thing with Michaelis now where they only go about 70 pitches with him. Then they put Steven Matz in. He completed the next inning in 2/3. Now you're on the back half of the game. The Cardinals are up. They tack on more runs in the 7th and the 8th. This has been their formula. And they just rolled the Nationals again. The Cardinals have won 8 in a row. They haven't lost a series since April 23rd. I'm telling you, folks, I will never tell you what to do. I'm just here to tell you what you're missing.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are a really good baseball team with young players who are trying to be great. I wouldn't say the Cardinals are a great team. I'm saying they're really good, and they have a chance in this division. It is actually happening. They're a game out of first in the Central. It's very early. They're going to have to prove it this week against the Phillies, but they're going to have to prove it every time they go out. But the Cardinals, think about this for a minute. If the division starts to trend this way, where the Cardinals and Cubs are the top two teams, you're not telling me that won't be an amazing, spicy rivalry all summer?
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't play each other. The Cardinals haven't played the Cubs yet. They won't play them until June 23rd when they meet at Busch Stadium. Then the weekend after that, July 4th weekend, they will play at Wrigley. If those two teams are fighting for the division at that time, that is fun. That's why you became a baseball fan. So, again, I won't tell you what to do. But I will inform you that the Cardinals are coming back home a week from today. They're going to be taking on the Detroit Tigers, and there is a chance they will be in first place. They have ripped off 8 straight wins. It's tied for the longest streak in baseball, and they're entertaining. Do they make mistakes? Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're not a perfect team by any stretch, but they've figured some things out. Younger players starting to hit. Bullpen has actually been put into a better mix, and they figured out the better formula for that, and they've put some pitchers in the minors.
Yeah.
And the rotation's stellar. I mean, it's a good baseball team right now.
That's good. So get your butts in the seats and see some good baseball when they get back in town. In other words, it's good.
Well, let's see if people actually start going to the games.
I hope they do.
Because that's what, I hate to say it, but that's been kind of the headline we've been seeing is, you know, record low attendance. So hopefully this changes things.
You know what? And it doesn't seem to have affected the Cardinals at all because mm-hmm. their home record is one of the best in baseball. They're 15-6 at Busch Stadium.
That's good.
I mean, that is incredible. Now, having some fans in there, that'd be great. It'd be great.
Yeah.
But they go on the road and they win like that, they're going to be tough to deal with. Now, again, they're going to go through another slide because they're just not good enough to be a 100-win team or something like that. But can they compete? They've shown that they can compete. And if you, before you tell me that they've beaten bad teams, the Pirates and the Nationals, they took 2 out of 3 from the Mets before that. A Mets team that I think is going to win the whole thing. So that they're very impressive to me right now.
How you doing time-wise here, Tom?
I'm fine.
Okay. How about the Battle Hawks? Beat the Showboats pretty impressively this weekend.
Two people watched the game in Memphis. Did you see that?
No, there were only two people?
Did you see the crowd?
I did not. I didn't see any highlights from it.
They listed it as 4,215 fans for the Memphis Showboats against the Battlehawks.
What's wrong with these losers?
The Battlehawks...
We filled the stadium
almost.
No one
shows
they
up for the Showboats.
They have 4,215 fans waiting in line for beer.
I know. Thank
wow.
you.
Have they been terrible? Is that why?
No. No one watches the UFL.
Mm.
So let's move on to another topic. I guess no one's paying attention, except in St. Louis.
In St. Louis, people
obviously,
love their
they
Battle
care
Hawks.
About the Battle Hawks.
Yeah.
And maybe everybody, other market, just thinks it's minor league football and doesn't care. I think that St. Louis fans do it because it's fun. It's a party. We're a good sports town. We like football. And it's fun to go cheer for something. And they have put a lot of people in the seats. I don't know how to explain it other than it's spring football and most people just don't care about that.
And what are our crowds, just for comparison?
30,000 plus.
Wow.
Isn't that
something? Really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, hey. We're a good sports town. And by the way, baseball is still the king. Let's not make any mistake about it. You can talk hockey, soccer, football, all you want. This is a baseball town, and the Cardinals get the most clicks, the most attention, the most topics discussed around town. Just because they're not in the seats doesn't mean the Cardinals aren't the number one team or that people don't care or talk about them. Cardinals fans are taking a stand for whatever reason. They don't like ownership. They don't like the way that John Mozeliak handled things, whatever it is. They're not doing it because of the players. You know, they like what the players are doing. And I do think eventually some people will be like, all right, I'm going to come around here. I'm going to go watch these guys and see what it's all about. And I'm going to drop this whole thing for the moment, my protest against whatever it is, the ownership, John Mozeliak, and how they led me to this point. Cardinals fans, I respect the heck out of them. They want championships, and they were letting the ownership know that they didn't like it. So I think message sent. And, you know, for the rest of the UFL, that's not the case. They just don't, you know, care.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference. So Cardinals fans care. You don't want to get to the point where you have apathy like that. Like, I start worrying about the league when that happens. So I wonder how many people around the country have paid attention to the fact that St. Louis packs the place. Oh, I know. The league ownership has, because they put the championship game in St. Louis
they
every
did.
Year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, It's very impressive. My hat's off to Battlehawks fans for showing up.
Yeah. You doing okay?
Yeah, great.
All right. Checking the clock. Oftentimes, you got to run and do another hit.
Not on Mondays.
What about Lance McCullers? Did you see that story this morning?
He's
a pitcher for the Astros and goes out and gets the crap kicked out of him by the Reds. And he reports that on social media, people were making death threats to his family. Isn't that awful?
Because
that's
he lost.
That's the dark side of baseball.
I mean, I'm sure that happens to
the
Cardinals
dark side
players,
of fans.
Right? There's someone mad about their performance, so they just start threatening their life,
life. I haven't heard of this in a long time, but McCullers had a pretty emotional soundbite yesterday. I don't have it here, but he was just saying that, you know, they lost, and then suddenly he's getting death threats against, including against his family. Isn't that amazing?
I'm sorry to say that this happens across social media in everything that we do.
Wow.
Politics, sports, business. I mean, the more public, the more people say whatever they want to say because they've been empowered to do that anonymously.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Social media is a network of people that can log on, put in a username and a password. You never know who they are. And they can try to get your attention, and they know they can get to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the way that it is. I mean,
what a shame.
I hate it.
I mean, I'm sure you guys, I've gotten a death threat over something I've said on social media. And I don't take it, I've not taken it seriously where I'm actually worried. It's just some coward there who's a little, you know, keyboard warrior sitting in their basement probably eating Cheetos, and they're just mad about something I said. But to say that to somebody over a loss of a game...
Yeah, I mean, it happens in...
like people have told you here?
The United States isn't the only one. I mean, I know that there were stories for years about soccer fans, you know, wanting to kill their players. And have I gotten a death threat? I have. It's been a long time. It was actually over a voicemail.
Well, they didn't like some analyst? Wow. Like some...
Yeah, it was something about something that I was talking about with, you know, about La Russa or something. I don't know. Who knows? It was so long ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are... There are some sick people out there. And, you know, Max Homa, who's a golfer on the PGA Tour, dropped Twitter. And he said, Twitter is for the sick. And he said, I'm out. And he was actually very active in it. Myself, and, you know, my job isn't nearly as public as McCullers. You know, I just sort of roll with it. If somebody's critical, it's like, well, they don't know me at all. So... that's fine. If somebody praises something that I do, yeah. I think that's great, but it's my job to do it. I mostly just like interacting with fans. There have been times where fans have tried to, you know, really stick it to me, and then I end up messaging back and forth with them, and then we end up, you know, they want to go have a beer. Yeah, that's kind of how but these athletes, it's very serious.
It's true.
And it is scary because you start to have your... especially when your family is at risk and you just don't know who's out there. It's a very scary, dark place out there. And I don't blame any athlete like Homa or McCullers or anybody else who receives way more than we will ever see in terms of threats and criticism.
Media.
I don't blame them at all for being nervous about it and for dropping out of it completely. I actually have reduced my social media intake very much. I mean, I'm on Twitter and X, promoting what we do.
For your job,
To, you know, breaking some news or, you know, adding some news. I don't know, breaking news is all that important at KMOX it is. But on Twitter, I like to interact and talk about it. But other than that, you know, I kind of stay away from it. It's just it's a strange place of anonymity and people just, you know, doing it for whatever reason. They think that it's something that they've been empowered to do.
Yep, it's true. Yep. We're out of time, my friend. Thank you.
Good to talk to you guys.
You bet. Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports Director in here. We're going to get to the phones coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
And I want to tell you that...
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A couple of things. First of all, that doesn't include the tariffs that are already on, that are our tariffs, and it doesn't include tariffs on cars, steel, aluminum, things such as that, or tariffs that may be imposed on pharmaceuticals, because we want to bring the pharmaceutical businesses back to the United States, and they're already starting to come back now based on tariffs, because they don't want to pay 25, 50, or 100% tariffs, so they're moving them back to the United States.
All right, so the president is doing a news conference right now before he gets on a plane for Saudi Arabia. He's talking a little bit about the tariff deal there, and he was talking about the peace deal that they're trying to broker there earlier. Obviously, the big one for me overnight was not just the China deal, but this most favored nation status to try to bring drug prices down. I've been trying to figure out how that works. We got a caller on line one, Richard, who has worked in the industry. Richard, good morning.
Hey, Mark. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah.
Really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Just for background, I've been on the team determining the price on novel therapies for large pharma companies, and actually setting global pricing strategies and gaining market access. And I currently serve as an executive in residence at BioGenerator Ventures, helping very early stage companies, understand this and implement this to the commercial assessments. And Mark, I 100% agree with the concept that the U.S. should not shoulder the cost for innovation. You need to realize the U.S. represents 4% of the global population. Yet when you commercialize a novel innovation, typically 40 to 50% of the total revenue back is in the U.S.
Okay.
And that's just not right. So I'm glad that Trump is doing something about it. I don't think that's the right approach, but, you know, he's always playing chess and we're all playing checkers. So
right.
Who knows where this goes? But I think, and hopefully he's doing this, he should be lobbying other countries to pay a price more relative to U.S. pricing and fold that into tariff negotiations is one thing I think he should be thinking about.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I hadn't thought about that because, you know, if you're setting a false price level for something and demanding, yeah, you can sell it here, but you have to cap it at $6 a pill. Pharmaceutical companies have gone along with that because they're making plenty of profit over here, just like you just pointed out. Richard, I'm going to run out of time here, but I appreciate your call.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, thanks,
Mark. Thank you
for the insight. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Don't they have one of the biggest profit margins of any industry?
They do. Well,
here
I mean,
in the
it depends
States,
on how you
I
look at it.
I understand it's not for, elsewhere. Maybe.
I think maybe they do on a per pill basis, but a lot of it is because they're trying to recoup the R&D they spent to bring the drug to market. So I'm cautious about being too critical on what that profit margin might be. Are drug prices too high? Yeah, they probably are. Will this bring them down? I think it probably will. I'm just going to have to get an expert on here to talk more about what this is going to mean in terms of a global viewpoint, I think, as well, and whether or not the pharmaceutical companies are going to balk at it. They may not want to go along with it. So we'll see what happens on that. We'll try to get an expert in here tomorrow to discuss that along with the final few issues that could get passed by the Missouri legislature. So tune in tomorrow morning starting at 5 a.m. I'll be here along with Kim and Ethan and Sue. Have a great Monday. We'll see you then.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.